I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
1 week away, oh my God, from Steelers players reporting to training camp. And joining us now on the fan hotline is our great friend, tremendous beat writer from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. He's brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Good morning to you, Ray. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. We don't have that problem in football, do we?
We sure don't. Which is enough of a reason alone, Ray, to say, hey, let's do this thing.
Kansas City, Steelers, who else?
Green Bay.
Packers. Yeah. They all win Super Bowls.
And it's just so funny that the Steelers are one of the flag-bearing franchises in the entirety of the NFL, and here we are in tiny little Pittsburgh. Make that make sense. Seems like a pretty good thing, the salary cap. Where would the Penguins have gone if not for the lockout back in the early 2000s? They'd be getting outspent by the Rangers, Montreal, Toronto every damn year, and now it's an even playing field. We digress. Ray, you got 1 week of freedom left. 1 week. What are you most looking forward to at training camp? Who are you looking forward to talking to? What storylines? Just a little primer here 1 week out.
Yeah, I think it has to be just the newness of the situation, right? Like, everybody is coming on board late, it seems. Aaron Rodgers was there for like 3 days. Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith haven't even put on a Steelers uniform yet. So to me, that first week of training camp, you know, the acclimation period usually is pretty slow, and it's like, okay, what am I going to write about? What are we going to talk about? But I think with all the new guys this year, I think we're going to have storylines early, middle, and late. It's going to be a very news-filled training camp, I think.
You think Derek Harmon's going to flash immediately? Because obviously they're very high on him, and they have obviously said that he's going to be a starter day one. Do you think he flashes immediately, like his talents?
Yeah, I mean, he has to, right? Like, you know, the one thing about the Steelers is they don't always hand over starting jobs to rookies. Like, you can go back to, like, Broderick Jones didn't start right away.
Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah, Joey Kenny didn't start right away. Yeah, so it's like, okay, we're going to hand this guy the starting job in May. I was surprised when they did that, but I also look at the roster, Dorn, and I'm like, okay, yeah, are you going to start Daniel Weekwale? So there's really no other choice. And that's one thing about this rookie class. I think with Caleb Johnson too, you're going to see those rookies play a lot of snaps that a lot of rookies before them really didn't have a chance to play. So as far as Harmon goes, yeah, I think he better be ready. And I think he's got the size. He had the one great year at Oregon. He was solid at Michigan State, but that's going to be a position to watch here in training camp for sure.
Broderick Jones, you're going to be keeping a close eye on that guy. And do you think, I guess, what percent chance would you give, what a great sports radio question, of him reaching his potential here in year number three, playing his natural position?
Yeah, well, the one thing we get a lot of in training camp is the one-on-ones with the D-line. It's like an every other day thing where those guys are going live, and it's usually good on good. So we're going to find out pretty fast if Broderick has made that smooth transition over to the left side. So, you know, as far as a percent chance goes, I mean, at this point, guys, I think you would just settle for him being like an above average tackle, not necessarily someone who's going to play to a number 14 overall pick.
Can he be better than Dan Moore Jr.?
Yeah, he better be. I mean, Dan Moore Jr. was a nice player for you, but he gave up too many sacks, guys. You need Broderick Jones to be better than Dan Moore, yes, for that draft pick to work out. I will say that.
Will Peyton Wilson be an every down linebacker?
Yeah, that's another storyline from the spring that I thought maybe was a little bit underplayed. The fact that they bring in Malik Harrison, everyone thinks, okay, Malik Harrison is going to be your downhill thumper. He's going to start, and then we find out that Peyton Wilson's going to get that first look out there. And from what I saw in the spring, take it for what it's worth. You know, Peyton was really good out there. So I kind of like having all your best players on the field all the time. Like, I get the specialization. And listen, guys, there's going to be games against the Ravens where they're going to need Malik Harrison. They're not necessarily going to need Peyton Wilson on first and second down in those games. But when you're playing passing teams, yeah, get him out there. He's one of your best athletes. Guy can run. He's a playmaker. We saw the scoop and score against the Bengals. We saw the pick against the Ravens that won that game. So that guy's a playmaker. I think you have to try to get him out there as much as you can. And I think that's probably, the plan behind the whole thing.
Ray, Jeremy Fowler every year polls executives, coaches, assistant coaches, front office personnel, and then based on their answers will rank the players 1 through 10 at each position. Aaron Rodgers would have been then the 14th, I think, best quarterback in the NFL, according to these people. Does that sound right to you, 14th?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, wasn't Jalen Hurts like number 8 or something?
He was
like
9. Starkey blew a gasket yesterday defending Jalen Hurts. It was quite good radio, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jalen Hurts is way too low there, too. I mean, that guy's not only is that guy a great player, but he's a great player in the biggest moments. So I think that has to count for something. But yeah, in terms of Rodgers, top half of the NFL, that's probably about where he is. He's not the player that he once was. So I don't have an issue with that. I'd have to see the other players who were before him, like 11, 12, 13, but that sounds about right for me.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Ray, realistically, are or should the Steelers be interested in Juwan Jennings or Terry McLaurin, who are unhappy and want new contracts?
Yeah, I mean, they should be interested, Dorm, but at what price? Like, I can't see them giving up draft capital knowing that they need that draft capital 9 months from now. I just don't see a scenario where they would be able to swing either of those deals. But if you're asking me if Terry McLaurin or Juwan Jennings would be really good for the Steelers offense, yeah. I mean, they are in need of a number two receiver, and both those guys would certainly fit the bill. So unless you're talking like a player for player deal where you're not going to give up draft capital, I just don't see it happening.
Would you trade TJ for McLaurin?
Boy.
The thoughtful cough there from Ray, buying a little time.
Yeah.
Savvy move.
I mean, you weigh in the age of those guys. I mean, I still wouldn't do it. Like, the one thing I keep coming back to, guys, is, you know, you're building this team for a 1 year run, and then you're going to blow it up by not signing your best player. Like, I just think it's eventually going to get done, but I do enjoy going through these scenarios because it's, you know, it's thoughtful. And Terry McLaurin, I think Terry McLaurin is probably a top seven, top eight receiver in the NFL. So that guy would help any team that he comes on.
That's why I think Jawan Jennings is actually a fairly realistic target, depending on how disgruntled he actually is, Ray. He's had one pretty good year in the NFL. Before that, he was a decent player who didn't put up great statistics, but I don't think he's the kind of guy that would break the bank. It would probably fit well into a salary structure where you're already paying your number one wide receiver $30 million. If you're paying him, I don't know, Darius Slayton money, 3 years, $12 million, I would jump at an opportunity like that.
Well, I mean, we're just speculating here, but do the Steelers want to go down the road they did with Ayuk, where you think it's going to happen, and then in the end, the agent and the player really were just using you, it seemed like, to get that deal done where they wanted to be. So
I would answer that like this, Ray. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
If they're not planning on doing anything, unless it's a great opportunity, and they consider that a great opportunity, then why not?
Right.
Because if you swing and miss, you're still Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, and you see where it takes you. But if you get him, well, now you don't have to deal with those.
Any of the insurance of Johnny Smith too now.
Right.
So you can cover your butt a little bit with Johnny Smith if you swing and miss.
And the one thing about Jennings, like, it took us a second to get DK Metcalf. What are we talking to get Jennings? A third or a fourth, maybe? You know, so that in that scenario, you are probably talking the more realistic one as opposed to Terry McLaurin.
Doug Whaley going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. I got one here for you, Ray. So Terry McLaurin speaks yesterday, and he was very professional, but clearly pissed. TJ Watt hasn't talked since January. If you were to talk to TJ Watt on day one of camp, if he's there, do you think he'd be as mad as Terry McLaurin? Would he have as good of a reason to be mad as Terry McLaurin?
Well, that's going to be interesting. It is notable that McLaurin showed up because he didn't show up for minicamp either.
Right.
I would think if TJ does show up, that they will be at least at the amicable stage where things are talking, and he's okay with where the negotiations are. It's probably not going to be close to being done, but I would say if he shows up, there wouldn't be a lot of, you know, contentious feelings and things of that nature. So I'll say he wouldn't be as angry as McLaurin.
Ray, this was wonderful. You have 1 week left of freedom. What will you be doing with yourself?
Staycation, guys. Cutting the grass, doing stuff around the house. Boring, huh?
Well, no. Do you like cutting the grass? I love cutting the grass.
I do, too. It's like, you know, it's my exercise for the day. I'm out there for 2 hours sweating my butt off. So
2 hours?
Yeah, it's about around what it takes for
me,
too.
Well, Doran, you played in the NFL, and Ray is a wealthy man. I mean, 2 hours, to me, it takes me probably 45 minutes to do my grass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to trim and stuff, too, right? So.
Yeah, I broke another weed whacker, by the way. Got one on Freebo. I don't know if you're familiar with Freebo, Ray.
There you go.
So that's probably what happened. Yes, it's a gas weed whacker, and it had an eight step starting process.
Eight steps. Need to get the electric. I told you that before.
You did tell me that. My previous one
battery
was battery, and I broke that too. What am I doing? I'm whacking it all wrong.
Mm.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Post Gazette.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.